This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And
yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Oh, without you. It's a good song. I like that one. It's Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety at Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. Feeling good in here. Creative Energy is our sponsor.
I like it when you do it better.
Yeah, that's okay. I just didn't do it high enough. I could tell it was just like I needed to put more enthusiasm into it.
It's all about the wow.
It is all about the wow. I know how you guys are all about the wow.
Wow.
Look at that. Wow. So there's going to be a lot of that happening in my house once my hot tub gets there. So the pad is poured. We've done all this work out there in the backyard. We scraped our names into the cement.
Oh.
I know. In the
you
year.
Put your handprints or
no,
your face?
No. That's a good idea, though. Who doesn't want to stick their face into concrete? Vinny doesn't want to, or his hand's up for a question.
No, I don't want to. No.
Yeah. No, I just took a little popsicle stick and scraped out some names and dates and stuff. It's just fun.
That's cute. So the next homeowners will.
Do you write, yeah, right, or do you write Sean?
Oh, I didn't write their names at all. Please. Kidding me?
You left your boys out.
You think that's their hot tub? It's like J Hart S.
You're a family.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. We're not. They live across the country. Sayonara, sons.
What kids?
Wow.
Check in once in a while.
Oh man.
Bye. Oh my God, it's so great. Oh, see ya. Anyway, so we're getting this hot tub.
Right.
Very excited about it. All our friends are starting to drop hints, though. You know, that's it. I'm not surprised.
Oh, did Pat get his name in there?
No, I did not write anybody else. And only
as much as he's at your house, he probably should have his name.
Yeah,
he was there when I got home yesterday. He's
right.
Always at my house. But he and Marianne were like, but I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to put bathing suits on. I just want to have my hot tub in my backyard and be able to use it whenever I want. Little outdoor shower with a little, I'll scrape all the dirt out from under my nails. I don't want to get any dirt in there. And I just jump in and be all like, hot tubbing. Anyway, Creative Energy is getting me set up. We're just days away from this thing getting delivered. There's still a trench to dig. We had to be difficult about it. But my brand new hot tub is coming. I cannot wait. I'm taking pictures, by the way, all along the process. So those will be up on the Alice973 Instagram. You'll be able to, you know, see the journey. And if you want to have your own little piece of backyard paradise, your own little slice, visit a Creative Energy store. You can find them online at creativeenergy.com. Very nice people, very knowledgeable. Like the owner is fully involved. Like he calls you.
Mm.
Like, hey, let's get this worked out. I'm like, okay, sounds great. So there's that. I don't know. I really do love them. They're really nice people.
I'm sure they are.
Hey, Cole, how you doing?
Hey, Cole.
So
can I put a hot tub in an empty field? You think that's a problem?
No, you can do it, but here's what you got to do to get it there. They literally are like, okay, you can have it here. Here's what we need from you. Now, if you're just going to get
permission from the owner, you think that's important?
Mean, someone else's field. Oh, I see. Yes, you'll need permission from the owner. I guess. Maybe he never goes out there.
We used to put skateboard ramps anywhere we wanted, and then we would be told you can't be here.
Yeah. And we're taking our wood back you stole from us.
Right.
you know, Pedro Pascal has been a slow burn for me. I really think that he is.
That's not true.
Really?
You absolutely loved him on Game of Thrones.
Well, because his eyes got squozed out. Well, that was great. I wasn't hot for him then. I'm telling when I first
spoiler.
Saw. Okay, sorry. Spoiler alert. He plays this guy. I can't remember all the names. He's this prince, and they come into something like a lot of orgy scenes and stuff.
Yeah,
around
he was pretty hot for that. In those scenes,
I was not into him in those. I was like, ew. I didn't like the look of him. Nothing.
Oh,
yeah. And then like over time, I've seen him in a few things. But the turning point for me was this movie he did with Nicolas Cage, which I think was called like The Unbearable Weight of Being Incredibly Famous, starring Nick Cage. And he plays this sort of bad guy cartel kind of dude, Pedro Pascal does. But he's so charming in it. And it really, and just the way he's kind of loved Nick Cage, just, I was like, oh, so cute. And then the Last of Us, I think is the
Last of Us,
the zombie thing.
Well, and The Mandalorian is what most people.
And yeah, I didn't care about that. Plus, you hardly saw him at all in that.
He's being upstaged by a puppet daily on that show. So.
I fell off of that after season two.
What?
Yeah.
That's weak.
We don't care about it.
Oh,
just weak.
I don't even know you two.
It's true, you do find out new stuff about us all the time.
He's supposed to be a cool bounty hunter, and instead, he's a guy who carries a puppet.
He's a babysitter.
A Jedi. A young Jedi.
Grogu. I suppose that's true. He's not going to turn into Yoda, though, right? He's just a Yoda-style animal.
Yeah, he's from the same planet.
Alien. People. Anyway, get me off track here. Pedro Pascal, turns out, pretty hot. I keep seeing pictures of him in these, like, thick-framed glasses, where he just looks so, he looks fun. He just seems like he would be.
I like him too.
Yeah.
I don't want to do him or anything. But
surprise.
I don't. But I do think he's pretty good. Like, and he's even got a good set of Corona commercials out there right now. They're decent.
Are they the ones on the beach?
They're
just
well done.
Him?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How did I know they'd be on the beach?
He's delightful.
There's something really great about him. Like, he seems sort of, it's like if Antonio Banderas didn't know how good looking he was. Like, no. You know what I mean? Like that, kind of.
Hmm.
I just really like him. Anyway, enough gushing. He's not dating Jennifer Aniston, it turns out.
Oh.
Wait, what?
He's not dating her. The big rumor over the last couple of days was that they were together at this 3-hour-long dinner, and it turns out, I actually sort of hope they are. I mean, she is kind of my best friend, so I really want them to be together and be happy. I want happiness for her.
Well, why are you believing their little story about not being together?
I'm just telling you what Page Six and Tumza have to say about
it. Okay, what are they saying?
They're saying that they're not together. Jennifer Aniston, Pedro Pascal, spark romance rumors with 3-hour dinner. They love food, so they were both there together eating, and that means everything. No, they were with a bunch of friends. I guess they were standing together, like getting their valet, their cars were coming around for them. And so people were like, oh, they're together. And I'm like, Jen, you should be together with him. He seems so fun. So anyway, it turns out they're saying no, there's nothing. But maybe there's something. They'd be a good couple. She gets sick of banging guys really fast, though. You know, she bangs them for a while, and then she's like, Brad Pitt, you're out.
It's just, her? Just
kidding. No. Just kidding.
Even the guy who nobody even knows that dude's name.
Justin Theroux?
Yeah, that guy.
People know his name.
Barely.
I know, that's true.
He walked off on her. What the?
Maybe she threw him out.
And
you don't know.
He's now remarried. I saw something where he remarried, and I thought, oh, so it's not that he just wants to be bi-coastal and you know, do his own thing. And
Don't blame Jen. Jen's amazing. Jen's perfect. She's
Aniston,
perfect.
What is
just
your deal,
just long-time girlfriends.
Man?
You can always tell, you know, if a person is tolerable if they have their same friends.
I didn't like her as Rachel, but ever since then,
she's great as Rachel.
I think she's one of the hotter ladies in Hollywood, and yet.
I remember crying real hard at a episode of Friends where she and Ross are like together, sort of kneeling. She bangs her. She says, it's us. I'm like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. She's great. Don't say another thing about Jen as Rachel. She's amazing. You can't take that away from her. Anyway, they're not together. They should be, but they're not. Oh my God, look at this picture of how cute he is. Like, he's so cute in this. He's got his little glasses on, and he's just looking so fine.
He's very cute.
He is. season two of The End of Us or whatever. No, that's not it.
The Last of Us.
That's coming up. Actually, I put that trailer up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page recently, so if you're interested. All right, next story, George Clooney. George Clooney is so done with romantic films. He is done being your heartthrob, bitches. During a 60 Minutes interview this week, let's see if any notices it. During an interview with 60 Minutes this week, he goes, look, I'm 63 years old. I'm not trying to compete with 25-year-old leading men. That's not my job. I'm not doing romantic films anymore. The last romantic movie was 2022's Ticket to Paradise with Julia Roberts. And at the time, he said he just wanted to do something light because everything's so heavy in the world. And it's his job to make us feel better about stuff. Mm-hmm. He said, it felt like we all needed a break. I needed a break. I needed it to be a little carefree. Now, okay, fine. I don't care if he does romantic movies or not. I'm actually not a huge George Clooney fan, especially after that movie, The American. I was like, what a self-indulgent piece of that was.
Don't start.
You know it's true.
I don't believe that's true.
Oh, my God. Are we going to see another 20-minute montage of him cleaning his gun? Oh, be still my heart. Horrible. So there was that. And there's like no talking in it. And he goes to third base with a hooker. I'm like, she's a hooker.
They're both broken souls lost in the world. He's a murderer and she's a prostitute and they find love and forgiveness in each other. What don't you get about it?
I don't know. It was something about those montages that really just ruined it for me. So George Clooney, he's on Broadway right now with a show that I think he also wrote it, right? It's based on his movie. Like Good Night and Go Home and Get the Hell Out of Here. I can't remember the name of the thing. I'm sure it's in the story somewhere. I'll stumble onto it. So he's getting like $300,000 a week for being in this, which is, by the way, like some kind of record for Broadway. It's George Clooney, but still, I mean, I don't know. Is that like $15 million a year? I have no idea. I mean, every 10 weeks, it would be another million. So it's not. It's like $5 million a year.
What?
Don't ask me.
I'm confused.
You know,
when
he started this story, he said, let's see if any notices this. And then,
let's see
there.
So that's the third story, but I was just going to see if you notice it. Who is that? Whose head is that? Well, we're looking at the back of somebody's head.
It says George Clooney underneath.
Oh, you can see that? I thought you couldn't see. Yeah. I thought you couldn't see that far. So George Clooney has dyed his hair dark brown.
Oh, is that what's. Okay.
Yeah. Because I guess it's for this show that he's doing. He's clean shaven now. You know, for years he's had that silver stubble and then kind of the silver gunmetal gray hair. But now he's got just kind of I'm sure it's like the best dye job ever because he's George Clooney and he can afford to get whatever he wants, but it's not.
It looks like my Clairol.
It does look like a bottle job. Anyway, George Clooney debuts on Broadway earning $300,000 a week. Okay, so every 10 weeks. Oh, no, I think I might have had it right. Every 10 weeks, he makes $3 million.
Oh, $3 million.
Right? And so if he goes for a whole year, 50 weeks or whatever, he would make $15 million. God, I should always just go with my first thought, which I'm probably wrong. Feel free to text us, 800-400-3697. So they are saying, you know, that there are Amal Clooney divorce rumors swirling. They've been together a really long time, and they've got twins and who I've never seen. I'm sure there's probably pictures of him somewhere, but I don't know. But they're saying that he decided to do this Broadway thing and get this cash infusion because he knows he's going to pay in the divorce, which I'm sure, isn't she actually a lawyer? Like, I'm sure there's some kind of prenup in place. So it seems they're saying,
I don't believe that story. If he wanted a cash infusion, he'd do a Marvel movie.
Right, exactly. Or like, just another one of these dumb things. Like, that is so much work for him to get $15 million after doing this show on Broadway for a year, which is grueling. They say the schedule on Broadway is just soul-sucking.
Yeah, you wouldn't want... No, that's not...
Right. I'm with you. I reject this story outright.
He's one of the few actors who can walk into pretty much any office and say, I'm going to take that role, and they're going to go, yeah, all right.
Oh my God, we can put George Clooney's name on the bill.
Yeah, all right.
It's fantastic. It's perfect. Anyway, he's may or may not be divorcing. We had heard that she had taken some kind of guest professorship at Oxford or something. I can't remember what the details were exactly.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But and then people were saying, oh, and he's in New York and she's well, she moved there with their kids. Like she did end up, she finished whatever her little teaching thing, not her little, her amazing, incredible, she's highfalutin teaching gig. And now she's in New York with the kids, getting them into whatever school, whatever amazing school they're going to go to.
Kids are weird as career people get into the kid thing. There's such incredible joy and so much reward, and also the boredom. It's crazy. You just go, I can see her being, because she's so accomplished.
If I could bill for these hours, I would be rich.
I can see her being like, I got to get out of here.
Right.
I mean, maybe not right away, but at some point she probably went, okay, I'm going back to work.
How old are those kids? Extra research department. I want to know how old they are, because you are not wrong. And look, they can afford round the clock nannies. But why have kids then? I always say, I don't know. You want round the clock? Get some help. But
well, no, and you also you go in. I Uncle Mo, who is in our family, he had said, I'm going to be a stay at home dad. I'm going to take care of the baby after the baby comes. And within 3 months was like, I am getting a job. This is not for me.
It's not for everybody. John quit his job when I had our first kid and he stuck with it. But man, there were times where it was like the middle of the night and he's like, please, can you? I'm like, no, that's your job. I have to get up at 3. Forget it.
By the way,
enjoy your evening.
The Clooney kids are 7.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's a good age. What do they say? 7's like the age of reason. You start to, your parents can reason with you. I guess, I don't know.
Edie goes 7 this year.
Oh, that's only a few months away, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
August. I can't believe how old your kids are. It's incredible how fast it goes. Anyway, George Clooney dyed his hair and the world fell apart. Oh my God. He's like, oh, my wife will be so mad at me. Nah, she won't. She'll be like, whatever you want to do. I'm sure they're fine. Mariah Carey and Anderson .Paak might be a thing.
Okay.
She's older than him. I want to say she's maybe 16 years. Oh, there it is. She's 16 years older than Anderson. But age is just a number. They have obvious chemistry. I guess they've known each other a long time. They're both in music. And they've even worked together in the past. They haven't confirmed anything. Mm-mm-mm. She's back, you know, they're saying she's rocking her iconic 90s curls again, which is true. They like when Mariah Carey was a kid.
What?
She had these.
When
wasn't she? Oh, she would have like the long straightened hair and kind of almost Jessica Rabbit looking loops of.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But I'm talking about like the Gloria Estefan style super tight ringlets. Yeah. Okay. Which is such a great look. Oh.
And is that her natural state or is she perming? Or what?
I truly do not know.
I know someone who's naturally beautiful ringlets and would go out of her way to straighten it every day.
Yeah.
Or straighten it and then go 2 days without touching it and then have to wash it
and straighten it and do all the stuff. Yeah.
I people kill for those curls.
Yeah.
But often women will say, it makes me look like a child.
Oh. I disagree. I think it makes you look like a goddess. Mariah. I have a side-by-side of her as a kid with the hair, and now they're very tight curls. Anyway, she may or may not be dating that guy. Just, you know, a heads up in case anything comes of that. Let's see here. A couple more things. You know, I wanted to talk about this. This story's been out for a couple of days. It's about Vanna White. So Vanna is like one of those chicks... One of those women.
Woman.
People know her. We've been watching her on TV, you know, being the Wheel of Fortune letter turning lady for my whole life. I feel like I've known her forever. And she's talking about how she's never worn the same dress on that show twice. And how she estimates that there are 8,000 different dresses that she's worn on the show. And I'm sort of scrolling through this thing in the New York Post and they're showing her in these various dresses. And I don't know about every girl, I'm sure there are girls out there. You're so lucky. You go into a Nordstrom or, you know, Macy, wherever you're going to get, like, say you need a gown for something you're doing, some event you're going to or whatever, something that's formal. And you go in and you try on a few dresses and they all look good. And you're just like, well, I can't even decide which one because they all look so good on me. Well, that is not the average girl's experience. Most of us walk in and go, oh my God, I might start crying. Every dress looks horrible on me.
Oh.
And I feel like if you had to every day go into work and they put a dress on you and you were like, okay. And they, well, I mean, I get it. She has a team. They can let it out a little here. They can tighten it up a little there. There's a little clip here. And then we'll sew you into this one and we'll unsew you out of it. And someday she would have to do like three or four different dresses because they were taping three or four different shows. But I'm just saying, 8,000 dresses, there had to be a clunker in there. And I'm looking through these pictures and there just weren't. Like, it's so bizarre. Like, every time I go to a wedding, I go through this thing where I'm just like, ugh. John's sitting, or I'm sending him pictures, you know, take a picture of myself. And he's like, oh God, that's horrible. Let's get that thing off. I'm like, I know. I'm going to buy one of these things. I can't do this anymore. Kill me.
Wow.
So if you are one of those people, I want you to know
something. Kill me.
Just kill me. Enough of this. It's like trying on bathing suits or something. They're like, oh my God, please just erase all beaches. Anyway, if you are one of those people who, wait, like, as we look around our...
Erase the beaches?
Just get rid of all the water. Get
wow.
rid of it.
Oh. Extreme.
Listen, I get really mad. I hate shopping so much anyway. I hate it. But when you go for something that you have to go get, it's not like I'm just, oh, I'm going to go on summer vacation, I need some shorts, I'll go here, and blah, 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 blah. When you need, like, an outfit, and everyone's going to see you in it, you're going to be in pictures, and it's just like, oh, it's soul sucking. Anyway, if you are one of those ladies who... You throw on a dress and you're just like, oh, well, if only it was nipped in a little here or, you know, whatever. Just remember, as you count your blessings each day and the things that you're grateful
Christine
for.
Christine is
your
like
life,
that, by the way.
I am well aware that your tiny, perfect wife could put on anything well, in her closet.
I'm not taking credit for it. I'm not. She's the one who does all the running. I don't do those miles, but I'm just saying, yeah, she can put on
pretty
anything.
Much anything. I've never seen her in an outfit where I wasn't like smashing.
Yep.
Yeah, she, anyways, be, if that is you, count that as one of your blessings, because there's a lot of ass chicks out here who are just like, oh my God, this sucks so bad. I hate it. Hate it. Okay, I am done whining. What's coming up in the news? What is, what? Did I surprise you again?
I don't know. I thought there was going to be a story there. Just a lot of dresses?
Yeah, 8,000 dresses over the years.
That's the story.
That's the only reason I mentioned it is because I really did feel like, ladies, are you with me or what? Come on. Look at again, thumbs up here. I've had that one floating around.
Bob
and I've
started her job today. Of course she's thumbs upping you.
Listen, I can tell me and Bob are going to get along. Do not get attached to her, you guys.
The back talk doesn't start for at least 2 or 3 days.
As soon as she finds out we're all bark and no bite. What's coming up in the news?
A guy and his girlfriend show up in the ER in an unfortunate...
Oh, I can't wait to hear the ER stories. I just know what they've done.
Is it his foot, his elbow? After these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram. You'll see pics from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank Foundation.
Oh.
Sorry, Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation has given back to our local communities in unexpected ways. The Oakland Zoo's shiny new electric train was sponsored by the Fremont Bank Foundation.
Oh, sweet.
Discover more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com/giving. Check them out. They're nice people.
Okay. They are nice. Long time sponsor,
yes,
too.
Yes, we are very appreciative, Fremont Bank.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
Another please, one like yesterday or a little hotter?
Please do business with the people that do business with us.
Yes.
That's how we are in business.
It's how this whole thing works.
Right. Yes, hotter, a little hotter than yesterday, only a couple degrees, but if you know, yesterday felt hot because we were coming out of winter, and to get into the 80s was like, what the,
Yeah. Like someone was screwing with the thermostat. Turn that back down.
And, you know, the house warms up in a way where you're like, oh, look at this. Mm. Barefoot's fine.
I do love barefoot.
Oh, I can pull that extra blanket off the bed. No need for that either.
Mm.
Okay, so hot and then rain later this week. So get ready for that. I'm going to mention this again real quick. 23andMe bankruptcy announcement sparks data security concerns. If you did 23andMe, then you likely have an account with them and they've likely got your data.
On the Serengeti Facebook page, there are apparently step-by-step instructions how to extricate yourself and delete your information.
Yeah, you want to delete all your information because the privacy policy states user data may be sold or transferred in bankruptcy or sale. You know, all those things you never read and you zing.
Agree.
Zing.
I agree. When is that button going to pop up?
Pages and pages of stuff that you zing past. That's where they're hiding the, your stuff may be sold or transferred in bankruptcy or sale. Now, you might not care.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't care right up until something happens where they're like, damn it, I wish I'd cared about that at the time.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, they are, I actually felt really good about what their mission was and the hope that there were going to be ways to find new, like, for example, if you could be diagnosed early with something that could be cured quickly and easily as opposed to letting it sit there for, you know, years before it starts showing a real problem.
Yeah, I mean, if there are indicators for that, it would be huge.
So I kind of thought that's where we were headed with this, and maybe they are.
Right.
And they're just not there yet. We've gotten very used to really quick, like, make it happen.
You know, you and I, didn't you read the Bob books?
Yep.
I can't remember what the first one is. Maybe it's like We Are Legion, We Are Bob. It's about this guy. It's like, you know, tech world. There's this new thing where you can get your brain frozen if you die. If they get you fast enough, they'll freeze your brain. And then someday when they can put you in another body or whatever, you've frozen your brain. So in the fine print on that, it's because so many years could come and go and other places can own you. So this guy, they wake him up and they put him to work because they've got his brain and they're all like, oh, we need this guy, this brain. And so now he's somebody's toy to play with. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to wake you, but they're not going to have your DNA. Who knows what they're going to do? An army of super soldiers?
Well, that's the real point.
Probably not me.
Probably not for my DNA.
Yeah, I was going to say, they'd be pretty upset with those.
We don't know what they're capable of. That is really the point.
Mm-hmm.
They could have decided, well, we're going to make other people.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, well, you can't do that. And they're like, mm-hmm,
we actually can because you signed this thing when you clicked agree down there.
The bankruptcy filing of 23andMe, a South San Francisco company that stores the genetic info of at least 15 million customers, has raised substantial concerns about consumer data security. Again, they state in their privacy policy that they can sell or transfer your data in a bankruptcy or sale, and California Attorney General has issued a consumer alert reminding customers or consumers or whatever you want to, that you should delete your data. And we've got the instructions on the Serengeti Facebook page.
So if they, unless they've already sold it to somebody else, you should be safe.
I did this yesterday.
Great.
So, and by did this, I mean, I went and deleted all my stuff. So dumb. What? I'll do it. Where do I spit?
Talk to her.
Oh, look, it's true. I'm Irish. What the? My thinking.
But my dad isn't my dad. This is crazy.
Well,
turns out I have 14 half brothers. This is nuts.
Some people did get their entire lives unzipped on them.
Yeah. Dad, why are you sweating? All I did was turn in my DNA. Oh, no reason at all. Oh, God. Oh.
There's a lot more of that.
Actually, maybe your mom's sweating it.
than any of us probably thought, because in reality, I can see there was a time when you wouldn't have even thought you could be caught.
Right.
Yeah, I found my, I mean, I got my confirmation from the DNA test that was my dad was who my mom said was.
Well, they've solved crimes and found people too through that. Like, if you know,
the Golden State Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, they've done that for sure. A lot of that. And there's probably...
It's like, this is definitely a relative of the DNA that is in this one.
I don't know if there's a branch of law enforcement dedicated to this now or just, you know, certain people. But there's got to be professionals that go through this stuff.
Well, that would be like, what, FBI people? You know,
I don't know.
The Department of what's your genetic makeup and how can we use it against you?
Well, I think there's a national genetic database.
Yeah.
At least I know all criminals get DNA tested so that they go immediately. If you get arrested, you're going to get a DNA test. You're going to be in that forever.
Oh, that's fun. Don't get arrested. Be a good guy.
Don't kill people.
Be a good guy.
That is. Only kill them in your mind. It's just almost as satisfying.
Don't look at me like that. That's not funny.
Oh my gosh.
You're
not
being funny right now.
Yeah. No.
A guy in China showed up at the ER after getting his girlfriend's entire fist stuck in his mouth. They said it happened while filming a video for social media.
Oh, these people and their need to go viral.
There's a little clip out there of them walking. They're attached.
Yeah, she's...
Let me
ask you something. If you're going to do that...
Going to do what? I don't even know what that is.
Put your whole hand in someone else's mouth. You got to go in fingers pointed straight first, right? Because if you've made a fist, you can't get it. You're just punching someone in the face now. But if you go in like this, and then as you go in, you curl your fingers under, and now your whole hand's in there.
Well, you just learned how to do this, everyone. Oh. Good job, Sarah.
Don't you think?
That would be
it makes
sense.
And then you have to. You couldn't just stick your fingers straight in because then you're hitting the gag button. So you'd have to, she's got to have very small hands. I'm sure she's got little tiny hands.
I can't remember her name. I can see her face. But the lady that came with us to Hawaii, who could put the entire bottom of a wine glass straight into her mouth.
Yeah. She tipped it in and then twisted it and then the whole bottom of it. And so that she's a lady who has a wine glass coming out of her mouth now. And it just seemed so dangerous.
Why?
Because she's
it's a bar trick.
Talented. And we
is
were
that what
all
that is?
Well, I remember being like, oh my. That silence is me cursing. Mm-hmm. Lots of curse words. Oh my beep. What? Mm. And there she is, just with the whole bottom of a wine glass in her mouth.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did she get her mouth closed around it, and so it just looked like the stem coming out, or was it like,
I don't think she got she got her mouth closed around
so she's
it.
All
but
like,
it was still getting it past her teeth.
Yeah.
And then
I can picture it going up on the top and then squished down the bottom or something. But yes, wow. Although it feels like your teeth are set too close together you'd have to get your mouth so far open to not be chewing glass.
It's why it's so impressive.
Because it wasn't just behind her lips or anything, was it? Like that?
No, I think she got it in her mouth.
I
don't know.
I wish I had a wine glass.
How many years ago was our Hawaii trip?
Oh, 2009?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. Anyway, this guy in China shows up at the ER. He got his girlfriend's entire fist stuck in his mouth.
Hot.
They say as he's walking into the ER with her stuck in his mouth, he's gagging and drooling, but also trying not to laugh.
Well, I assume they're still live on Insta at this point, or whatever China's version of that is.
It doesn't seem, she's got a tiny hand, but I think you're right. If you go in closed-handed and then make a fist, you might just find yourself pinched stuck.
Maybe you can't open your hand back up to get it out. I don't know. That's such a fun thing to try.
His jaw locked on her fist, and so they had to use muscle relaxers.
Oh.
To get his mouth, they used a mouth opener. First, they gave him muscle relaxants, and then they used a mouth opener.
Oh, like a crank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And slowly twisted his girlfriend's wrist until they could get her hand out. It took 20 minutes.
Oh, boy.
The couple said, we were just trying to film a funny video to go viral, and we ended up in the ER.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were trying to do. I wonder, actually, if they faked that. If she could have got her hand out whenever she wanted to.
And then
She's done it before and she can get it in and get it out. And he goes, oh God, it almost looks like you can't get it out. Or he goes, I'll just say that my mouth locked. Because everybody's trying to be internet famous.
Maybe. Could be.
Yeah.
Or they could just be that stupid.
They could be. That is true. Yeah.
I mean.
That's possible.
Right.
Well, did they film the whole thing, though? Did they ever stop filming?
I don't know.
Because if they never stopped filming, then they definitely plan that.
I mean, it's a story in China. It's very far away. I don't have any people there to, you know.
We got
to
send our Chinese correspondents over to get the down low.
Come on, fast fact.
Okay. You know I love those.
Fast fact.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Holds the record for the most consecutive number one albums with 14. Wow. Kanye West and Eminem have had 11 in a row. Jay-Z has had 10. And the Beatles had a streak of 9, but Taylor Swift at 14 holds the record.
She's a phenom.
Yeah, she is.
Yay, Taylor.
Go, Taylor. I was really glad to hear from her yesterday. It had been so long.
What did she say again?
I can't remember.
Oh, boy.
Something about, she was saying congrats to Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco.
Oh, and that she's not a dragon, right?
Benny Blanco? No, she didn't say that. I said that part. She's not your dragon, Blake. Said it like that.
Harrison Ford's pay for doing the first Star Wars was $10,000.
Wow.
I mean, it was 76, but yeah, that is a big movie.
And that's it.
He made 50 times more than that for Return of the Jedi.
That's still only $500,000.
Yeah. And 2,000 times more than that for The Force Awakens.
Oh, so that's $5 million? I don't know what it is. $2 million.
$20 million.
Oh, 20 million. Oh, that's great.
You're close.
There are still approximately 1.1 million Americans who don't have indoor plumbing.
What? Say that again?
There are still approximately 1.1 million Americans who don't have indoor plumbing.
I actually feel like that's low.
It is low because there's homeless people all over America. What are you talking about?
Well, there's also people who live in the woods and have an outhouse.
Right.
Like we did.
Or a well. Yeah.
We had no electricity for two years, but
this is plumbing.
Yeah, we had no plumbing either. I used an outhouse.
How'd you do the dishes or do the laundry?
Well, we had a well, mm-hmm. So we would literally pull water out of a well.
So if you want to take a bath, you'd have to heat the water and pour it into a bath, like olden, like medieval times.
Heat it on a wood stove.
The servants would just lug the...
So what was your daily shower?
So my dad was a helicopter pilot, and where he kept the helicopter, there was a hangar, and it had a bed, like a little studio apartment in it. And so we'd take showers down there.
So every day after school,
he would pick you up
in the helicopter.
No, there was a reason they called me Stinky Stout my first year wrestling because I didn't know that I needed to take a shower.
You didn't have showers at the school when
I didn't
want to
take showers at the school.
Well, did you start taking
showers? I did. The
Stinky
first time.
Stout.
Yeah.
You know, that name.
My wrestling
partner.
Why didn't you
want to
take a shower at the school?
It's all open and everybody sees you. I didn't like that.
Wow!
I was very self-conscious about my junk.
Why?
I didn't think it was up to par.
Well, did you see everyone else's and go, I guess I'm all right then?
No, I still thought it wasn't up to par, but learned later in life, yeah, it's fine.
Somebody told you it was fine?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Huh!
Somebody told me it was a Goldilocks thing. Not too big, not too small, just right.
Oh,
that's a good way to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Goldilocks thing.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something.
I'd be insulted.
No.
Stop calling my area a girl.
I thought it was just because you're blonde.
No.
Get it? Because of the goldie.
Are you blonde all the way?
No, I'm like dirty blonde, yeah.
Dirty blonde too?
And you're...
Yeah.
Light brown, like light?
Yeah, the lighter brown, yeah.
Or do you bleach that too?
No.
And style it. Do you style that? Do you spike that up?
Trim it up.
Mm. You bleach that, don't you?
No.
All right.
Someone call HR.
Yeah, thanks.
HR! Well, the reason I asked you about the shower thing is because I made friends with, on my trip to Nicaragua, I made friends with people there, and they were saying that they go and get a bucket of water, and there's a spot in the house with a drain, but it's just a flat spot in the house, and they just use the bucket,
washcloth and soap,
and then pour it over themselves, and that's their shower.
Sounds great.
I would do that in the summer with cold water. Like, I wouldn't mind, you know, like I'd wash up the house.
It's harder to wash up in when it's like 12 degrees outside and snowing.
Yeah, I'd rather just be dirty.
You have to like break the ice to get your washcloth in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 1.1 million Americans without running water. Who that's have addresses or like the unhoused?
It doesn't say,
the,
but that's what
it
I
seems
mean.
Seems low to me. Seems
it's
low.
A fast fact.
Right. I forget that I'm not supposed to ask questions on those.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see here. My husband was a corpsman in the Navy and often worked at the local hospital while in Guam. One emergency call he went on was a couple found, unfortunately, fully nude. I can't read that one. They were experimenting and were stuck in a different place. But they were stuck together, not in the mouth.
I mean, there just aren't that many other places. I'm really confused by this.
You know, you're actually.
Are we in the backyard or yeah. We in the front yard? I believe we're. But is it like, is there like a foot involved or is like what? Got
oh,
stuck?
No, actually, no, not the, it's not, it's the front yard.
Okay.
But it was.
Yeah. That's not, it's not really built for that.
No.
Mm-mm. It's very much like the guy who went into the ER with his girlfriend's hand in his mouth.
That's
Stinky Stout.
Yeah, Stinky Stout.
That's a hell of a way to win a wrestling match, Maddie.
It doesn't, anything you could do to get a little edge on somebody, yeah.
Yeah, I'm touching that guy.
Yeah.
Stinky.
Yeah, that would bum me out. I'd be like, I'm super bummed. That guy can just win.
Yeah.
I know my coach would have been like, get your...
Get in there.
But I'm grossed out. No thanks. Can I please get a shout out for my hubby, Malcolm Fong of San Francisco?
Malcolm.
From his sexy queen, Donna.
Oh, I love the sexy queen, Donna. Oh my God, that's great. Just a plain old shout out, not like a birthday or
I thought that something was going to happen, but then I just ended with sexy queen, Donna.
I like it. Donna, I'm into the sexy queen thing. I think that's nice. A very, very positive.
415 says, yes, Vin, at least it was stuck queen. In his mouth. Remember the hot chick story about the dude from your secret show in Napa? Yikes. You remember her.
I do.
Smoking hot. And just a tragic story.
And just would do anything for that guy.
I mean, I guess that's love, right?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You'd think if he loved her, he wouldn't ask her that. But
Right. Then
again, people have different
likes. You're too dainty.
Likes.
You're too, right. You know what? It's true. And, you know, people can't take a lot. Can really put some pressure on some areas.
I don't know what this one means. 510 says, I'm 100% with you, Sarah. She's a hooker. I think the same thing about Pretty Woman. She's a hooker.
Mm. Well, they weren't so explicit about him, you know, which kitchen he was eating
at. This is the George Clooney story. Mm-hmm. But listen. Mm-hmm. These are two flawed, deeply flawed people who find love.
Well, no wonder he's flawed. He's like doing that on a hooker.
He was showing her true acceptance and love.
Right, just
he was saying,
that.
I love you, and I'm not going to be worried about
all those other dudes I can taste. I'm not worried about that at all. What? Nobody knows what that means.
They don't?
No way. I'm talking in code over here.
What's coming up in the trap? Sarah.
Oh, yeah. The Office and a serious question.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.